So anyway, I was talking about the concept of woke Draco Malfoy.
Oh, I had something I wanted to share horribly with the class that made me very sad the other day.
Go for it.
Sad as in that you guys will find it funny as I found it funny.
I'm a Shahad drone and I'm single-handedly taking down.
Boom.
Those videos
yeah.
are insane.
I love those
we'll
videos.
We'll talk about that in a second. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. So I was at a work party like a couple weeks ago. Did I tell this to the class already or not? And I got the single most like lonely comment or like, yeah, I don't know how to describe it in any other way than just like a lonely male comment of someone at my work was like, oh, you look like Nick Mullen. And I died inside. And I don't look like him, first off. But the fact that then that for some reason this person associates me in some way with that really made me realize that the male loneliness epidemic is absolutely real.
Okay, I didn't even know who Nick Mullen is.
He's one of the co-hosts from Cumtown from like years ago. But I just like I heard. I don't look like him at all, but it was just the fact that he like made this comment and I immediately was like, it's a dude I like at work, but I just was like, hey, I have to go to the bathroom. And I like had to excuse myself because I'm like that. It just depressed me so much.
I think, all right, yeah, we could do this of just like.
Which I also That's very not- confused. I look nothing like him. Maybe just our names, our first names are the same.
You're both Nick.
Both Nick, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, your name looks like Nick Mullen.
It's spelt the exact same way. Crazy, right?
And you both have good hair, and that's ooh, about it.
Ooh, all right. We're giving a little low-key compliment to Nick here.
Well, thank you. Absolutely.
Well, I literally said, you look nothing like him. He's ugly. Yeah. Saying exactly. That Nick, so our Nick.
I gotta roll this back a bit.
Exactly. No, Uma last week post-recording said I have pretty privilege, so mwah, thank you, Queen. So I know that Uma would never, and if Uma did tell me something that then was like, hey, Nick, you don't look great today, I would take it as, you know, like something that then I should change of legitimate concern because I know that she cares for me.
Of course. And you know I'm honest.
Yes, so, exactly. You know.
As we are not a video podcast, I do feel the need to remind everyone we are all 10 out of 10 baddies, dimes, everyone involved in the podcast. Dimes.
Yeah.
All our guests, dimes.
All our friends, dimes.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah. So I think I should probably mention it because I just screamed into the microphone for no reason. But Nick, you kind of broke my brain by showing me these war tunes.
They're cool. I like them.
They're so... Uma,
oh, the
you,
Iran thing?
They're really informative. It isn't just Iran. It's like, it's everything. They did the B-2 stealth bomber.
It's definitely from Iran, though. No, because...
Oh, you mean because the one about the Iron Dome was sad?
A drone.
Oh. Well, okay, so as someone who's now watched all five At War tunes, okay, so the first one Nick showed us, they dropped into the Instagram group chat like a bomb that might be featured on one of these, was the one about the Shahad 136 drone.
Yeah, salute.
Yeah, and to describe it, it's a little video kind of set in, I guess, the Cars universe made with AI, with a little talking modern day weapons and explaining their situation. And it's just like, my name is the Shahad 136 and I cost $20,000 and I'm bankrupting the most sophisticated aircraft defense system in the world.
Hell yeah, you are. I'm listening and I'm learning.
Yeah. And then like, so yeah, that's fine. And like, this is cool. The newest one was about like an intercontinental.
The Fateh 2. Those things are so sick.
Yeah, that's fair. So the other three, though. We've got like the Iron Dome stealth bomber from the U.S.
The B-2. Come on, get the. You watch the videos. You got to get the names right. Come on.
No.
What was
I'm
the
sorry.
Fifth one? I don't remember the fifth one.
The first one they made is the aircraft carrier. The Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't care about that one. Aircraft carrier.
I remember
boring.
The name. Of
that,
but like,
yeah, because it's so Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a real person's name. Shahad might be a real person's name. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know Farsi or Iranian culture that well. I apologize. But no, I'm literally just like, I'm watching the